USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Calls continue to grow for a more thorough investigation into the lab in Wuhan, China, as the origin of COVID-19, with the World Health Organization pushing China to participate in a transparent investigation. World leaders at the G7 summit also called for a new investigation over the weekend. Former President Donald Trump was an early proponent of the lab leak theory. He tells Fox News that he believes that incompetence may have led to the virus accidentally being released from the lab.
It changed my whole line of thinking, and you just, I really hope, and I believe it was an accident, it was incompetence. I guess some people don't necessarily agree with that. They think maybe there was purpose to it, which would be absolutely terrible. But we have to find out more about it. Why did it happen? How did it happen? How could anybody be so incompetent? And that is not a group of incompetent people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Just before President Biden and Russian President Putin sat down for a summit in Switzerland, the Russian Navy began war game operations close to the U.S. Lance Pry has more.
Russian warships are conducting the largest military exercise since the Cold War. It's taking place 400 miles off the coast of Hawaii, sending the United States Air Force scrambling Wednesday. The exercises conducted by the Russian Navy on the Pacific Ocean include long-range bombers, surface ships, and anti-submarine aircraft. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will allocate $250 million to build a wall on the border with Mexico. The money will be moved from the state's Department of Criminal Justice to pay for the barrier. Abbott is asking for private donations to cover the rest of the cost of the wall. He also sent a letter to the White House Wednesday asking President Biden to return all federal lands that would have been used to build the canceled federal wall to the state. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia's strategy will change immediately. She tells CNBC that the meeting likely won't get Russia to stop cyber attacks.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction. Having said that, there are also the cyber criminals. It's interesting, you guys noted the Ukrainians clamped down on some cyber criminals, some ransomware folks in Ukraine. That is exactly what the Russian government should be doing, and they're not doing. And it's very telling that the Ukrainian government decided to stick it to Moscow by showing how it's supposed to be done to the international community.
And Arizona's governor says the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccination mandatory for students to return to campus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.